In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord is teaching and warning against the reality of envy. Envy, of course, as you know, is one of the deadly sins. Envy is the root for many of hatred, of detraction, of calumny, of jealousy. Anger. So, as you know, the deadly sins are always a root for other sins that follow. But St. Augustine teaches, and wisely so, I believe, that envy is a diabolical sin because it is the sin of the devil. The devil's first sin is pride, but his second sin is envy. And of course, pride always leads to envy because pride leads to all of the deadly sins, even though it's counted as one of them. Remember, it's because of the envy that he had for Adam and Eve that the devil acted against Adam and Eve. Contrary to popular myth and the craziness of our culture that worships the environment, the universe, the created universe, was made for man in the sense that everything was made by Christ, for Christ, in Christ, as Colossians says. And God knows what the Christ is going to do in the end. But the beauty of the creation, the beauty of the earth was made for man. This made the devil envious. The fact that man is both spiritual and corporeal made the devil envious. The fact that man is created in the imago Dei, the image and likeness of God, it made the devil envious. And remember, making the devil envious means that he willfully is envious. And so we see our Lord warning against envy because of the reality of the workers who worked all day are envious because the latecomers who only worked about an hour are getting the very same pay. And they are angry. And they start thinking and grumbling against the master. Now consider the reality that, as Jesus puts in the mouth of the master in his story, it's his money. He can do with it what he wills. Furthermore, this was the agreed upon wage. And there was no tacking on some kind of addendum that would say, if somebody else comes later, then you get a bonus. They agreed upon it. So therefore you see, first and foremost, that envy by itself, in this case, and envy in and of itself, is always unjust. In envy, you are distressed at the success of another. And sometimes you get so envious that you actually work towards sabotaging the other, either in your mind, or if it goes too far, in your actions, as we see with the devil himself. Workplace rivalries, for example, are rooted in envy. You want to possess what the other person has. Somehow their success makes you distressed, sad, anxious, angry. And you work towards amending that. In its ultimate form, then envy leads to a hatred, and you begin to hate the other person so much that you relish their misfortune. But the Church teaches, and wisely so, by the example of all the saints and inspiration of God Himself, that whenever you're dealing with any kind of vice, the best way to address it is always not to concentrate on avoiding the vice, but to concentrate on building up the opposing virtue. And therefore, the more your will is engaged in endeavoring to do virtue, the more the bad habit, which is what a vice is, disappears. It's replaced by virtue. And the more virtuous you are, as St. Thomas Aquinas teaches, the more you recognize the grace God sends to allow you to overcome sin, to allow you to see in times of temptation the escape route that God always provides, as St. Paul teaches. You can see where it is better to ask for God's help than try to face down a temptation alone. The more virtuous you are, the more you see God's grace because you are in tune with God, as it were. You're aiming and directing yourself to God, the ultimate good, and therefore you do good to achieve good. So St. John Chrysostom says the best way to deal with envy, if it is a problem for you, and remember, envy is going to be a venial sin unless you start willing ill to the person in your heart, then it becomes a mortal sin. But if it's a venial sin, it always erodes charity. And remember, the more we get comfortable with venial sins, the harder it is for us to actually be charitable. We become more self-absorbed, self-centered. We think the world revolves around us. And then we eventually will fall into mortal sin. But St. John Chrysostom teaches, if we're dealing with envy, the best way to do it is with your will. If you find yourself reacting to someone's success with interior dissatisfaction or even anger, St. John Chrysostom says, simply with your will, think well of the other. In other words, be happy for the success of the other. Because remember, when you're dealing with any vice, oftentimes it's because of an emotional reaction that we fall into it. But if you re-engage your will, it's never too late to turn it back in the right direction towards virtue. So even if you do have an envious response to someone's success, spirit of competition, for example, just simply turn your heart to being happy for them. Turn your heart towards goodness. Now that doesn't hold, for example, when we might be envious of someone who has achieved great success in a very dishonest, criminal, or unjust way. It would be sinful for us to be happy for that person because we'd be condoning sin interiorly. But we should still never envy the wicked, as the Psalms tell us not to do. Never envy the wicked, because guaranteed you'll become wicked. Because when you envy the wicked, you begin to emulate them because you want the same success they have. The bottom line is, envy is something that can crop up at any moment, at any time. And it's one of the deadly sins, so therefore you know lots of things are rooted in it, especially anger and hatred and detraction and calumny. All these are rooted in envy. So the best thing to do is to fight it when it rears its ugly head on the simplest level. And that is, as St. John Chrysostom says, to think only good and happiness for the other. Be happy in the other's success. Because after all, in our Lord's parable, if we were talking about truly faithful Catholics and demonstrating what virtue is, then the people who began to work at the earliest part of the day would have been happy for the latecomers that they got a job and now they could support themselves. But our Lord was giving an example of what vice looks like, sense of entitlement and pride, and then you're angry at the others and angry at the landowner. If there is anger in your life, you might want to evaluate whether or not there's envy at work somewhere in there. And whomever you may be envious of, turn it, as St. John Chrysostom says, to thinking well, being happy in the success of the other, thanking God that you're in your position, not aspiring to something that isn't appropriate for you, and thanking God that others are in perhaps better positions, as He wishes them to be. Don't envy them, be happy for them, as an act of the will. And then you'll retrain yourself to virtue, and you'll recognize the grace God sends when things are far more challenging, and it's easier to sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.